William Johnstone and George Keeler were looking for a way to attract the railroad to their new town. Who knew the method to lure them there would change the course of Oklahoma's history yet today? Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Today, the site sits in the middle of a city. A century ago, it was just an intriguing place to do some prospecting.
Oklahoma's greatest industry had to begin somewhere, and it happened to begin on the banks of the Caney River here in March of 1897 when they struck the first commercial quantities of oil in this area, and that became the Nellie Johnstone No. 1.
Julie Daniels explains the land was Nellie Johnstone's Delaware allotment. Her father and his business partner, George Keeler, drilled that first well. Keeler knew the site from an incident over 20 years prior.
In 1875, George Keeler was driving cattle in the area, and they noticed an oil scum on the creek, and the horses wouldn't drink from it, and he kept that in the back of his mind.
As oil fields in Pennsylvania dried up, prospectors began moving west to find new oil deposits. Nellie Johnstone, number one, was drilled near where George Keeler first saw that oil scum. Striking oil was really just a secondary goal of Keeler, though.
Their motivation was not to become oil men. There wasn't really a market for it in this area. Their motivation was to get the Santa Fe Railway to come to their side of the river in Bartlesville because they ran a mercantile business. And they really thought if they could attract attention to this area, they could get the railroad to come here.
The pair had stumbled upon something that would impact the future state's history yet today.
They had no idea that their discovery was right next door to the Osage lands, where millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of oil over there. So they did it for one reason, and they made a little bit of money out of their oil well, but really it was founding the town and generating the interest to get other people to come and search for oil. That's really what motivated them.
You can still see that famous oil well today. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Bartlesville, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.